Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Trump's triple header, I guess, when it comes to his entanglements. And what we will do is go through each of the events and just kind of hit the highlights of that particular event. And then we'll answer the question that has come in the most, which really has to do with the varied reaction to one of the events in the coverage. Okay, so starting off, we will start with the New York entanglement, meaning the one that's being called the hush money case, which isn't actually about hush money. Okay, so the short version here is that Pecker's testimony certainly appeared to be pretty damaging to the former president. Alleged that Trump had personal knowledge of some things that will probably come up again. Overall, the testimony is not going well for the former president. Okay, the E. Jean Carroll case, which, you know, we kind of thought we were past that, but think again. Trump was trying to get a new trial. The judge just said no. I mean, the exact quote is that the, quote, argument is entirely without merit, and shot it down. It appears that Trump's team is going to take it and appeal. So that didn't go well either. And then you had the big one. You had the Supreme Court one. Now, it is incredibly unlikely that the Supreme Court actually side with the argument that Trump's team was making. When you are talking about just the absolute super immunity, he can do whatever he wants. Based on the questions that were being asked, that is incredibly, incredibly unlikely. However, because of the variety of questions being asked, the decision might be complex, meaning it will take time to write, meaning it will delay the DC entanglement. It'll delay the DC case maybe beyond November. Now, when it comes to the questions that have come in about the coverage, basically you have outlets saying Trump lost and Trump won. It all depends on what they're focusing on. As far as the argument about super-duper immunity or whatever, that didn't stick. However, the questions led to the idea of a complex decision, which Trump could probably take as a win because it's likely to move the case beyond November. If a complex decision is issued, it's a, quote, win for Trump, because in Trump's mind, the American people are gullible and easily to trick, and if, you know, he can shake his keys and push back the date in D.C., everybody will forget about it, because, I mean, that certainly appears to be how he views the average American. So that's why you have some outlets saying he won, because he's going to get the delay. And we don't even know that he's going to get the delay, but it seems likely. And then you have the outlet saying he lost because he's definitely not going to get a Supreme Court decision saying that, you know, he can use the military to go after his rivals. So that's what's going on. After all of the other events that have occurred, as far as like out in Arizona and all of that stuff, there will undoubtedly be more Trump entanglement news coming soon. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.